Hello once again and welcome back to day eight. Oh, sorry, my brain blanked there for a second. Day eight of our 12 days of Christmas. Does your brain ever do that? It's like mid-thought and you just go. But that's why you really get the raw and real me here. It's like I don't over edit these or anything like that. It's like when I make flubs like that, it's like that's just part of this. And so I just roll with it. I'm like, I cannot believe I just did that. But we are on day eight of our 12 days of Christmas. We've only got three more clues left after today. So I hope you are putting those thinking caps on. Well, either that or your Santa hat. Who knows? Maybe your Santa hat can be your thinking cap. But today we are talking about a movie that made my top 10 list back in 2014. Now, mind you, I started Movie Deputy in 2014, so we are 10 years old. And this movie, it's a Christmas movie, and it's just, I really was not expecting much out of this movie. I was almost dreading it. And at the same time, I'm like, okay, I'm just getting started in this. I can't afford to just pick and choose the movies I want to watch or the ones that I want to review and participate in. And so I kind of, it's like, do I really want to do this? And you know, I'm glad I did because I ended up finding a really hidden gem here. And it's one that a lot of people probably have never even heard of. It's not a big A-list title or anything like that. But it does have a very important message. So I hope that you bear with me. As always, it's got an innocent rating, as all of our 12 Days of Christmas does this year. And this movie, I'm going to tell you the score before I even tell you what the movie is. This movie got an 8 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, you know how harsh I can be. You've probably been hearing some of my reviews on some of these other movies. But this one, like I said, there's something surprising here, and I want you to bear with me because it kind of seems like it's going down a particular direction, and part of it probably it very likely is. I mean, that's kind of up for interpretation, which is why I say very likely. But there's something about this that's literally for everybody. So I really hope you bear with me on that. And because I'm going to make you wait till after I read you the original review that was on moviedeputy.com before I give you today's clue. So, like I said, I hope you've got those thinking caps, aka Santa hats, on because I am having a lot of fun with this and I hope you are too. But the original review on this movie, and it would probably help if I tell you the title, wouldn't it? The movie is called Saving Christmas. Like I said, it's one that a lot of people probably have not heard of, but it's, I don't know, let's just see what you think of the review. Christmas. It's a holiday that many celebrate all around the world. Some call it a pagan holiday, and some have no interest at all. Some think it's overly commercialized, and some love every part of it. What category or categories do you fit in? Kirk Cameron went above and beyond in this film. He addresses all of the above issues with his brother-in-law during a Christmas party. His brother-in-law is fed up with everything Christmas. He wants to celebrate baby Jesus, but he doesn't want the rest. Because of his feelings, he goes into overload and retreats to his car. Kirk finds him in the car and piece by piece addresses each of these issues. By using biblical references and historical information, Kirk helps his brother-in-law see the true meaning that is too easily obscured. What began as a party where he excluded himself because of everything going on becomes a party where he fully involves himself and even shakes it up a bit. It's absolutely amazing what we can do if we humble ourselves. Now, this movie isn't just for believers. That is the targeted audience, but this also reaches beyond. I was personally amazed at the quality of this. I mean, I walked into it honestly dreading this. The poster looked silly and goofy, and though I thought the title had merit, I just wasn't expecting much. I was so happy to be surprised in a good way. I appreciated the way it was told and how it was told. It isn't meant to shove anything down anyone's throat. It's simply identifying what was hidden right in front of us. If you have an opportunity to see this, then do. Then share it. I think you'll be glad you did. See what I mean? It's not one of those just purely secular movies that just has a very narrow focus. Obviously, if you listen to a lot of the typical quote-unquote Hollywood critics, you'll probably be in the camp that thinks this was just not one even worth mentioning. But like I said, it's a hidden gem that is hidden in plain sight. So, you're probably wondering about Day 8's clue. And Day 8's clue will probably be one of the easiest ones thus far. It is a year. The year being 1974. Now, what does that year have anything to do with it? That's what you're going to have to find out. That's what all of these clues are leading towards. So, based on the clues that you have thus far, do you have any guesses? If you do, be sure and hang on to them because as the days approach, I will be giving the instructions on how to submit those guesses. It is so exciting, so much fun. Oh, this is just going to be a blast, and I am having a lot of fun with this, and I hope you are too. This is officially episode 251. If you missed it, we did celebrate our 250th episode on this channel yesterday. And so I'm just kind of having a lot of fun with this. We aren't going to be just focusing just on Christian Christmas movies. We're talking about comedies and a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And don't worry, I didn't forget the Christmas Carol. That one's coming up. I did not forget that one. And you may be wondering, what other ones am I going to talk about? Well, you're just going to have to come back and find out. So I'm having a lot of fun with this. I hope you are too. And I cannot wait to come back to talk to you about more of this soon. As always, you know which buttons to push to get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy stuff. And I will be back tomorrow. Bye bye.